Welcome, everybody. Shir number 852, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke a little bit about soups. I just want to go through a few more in Rabban the Sefer. It's while we're on the subject of soups. Not all the soups we're talking about are in conjunction with our Simen Resh Ches, which we're going through, but just to go through them, it's important. Some of them we did talk about in the halachot of Iker v'tafel, when you have two different types of food. So what about a mushroom soup? In general, mushrooms we make a shahakol. Regular mushrooms is a shahakol, so he brings down the bracha on mushroom soup, of course, is shahakol, plain mushrooms, and that's it. And of course, if it's in a soup, so you have the soup shahakol, mushroom shahakol, all shahakol, fine. So that's the easy part. What about the hard part? Let's say mushroom and vegetables. I have a mushroom and vegetable soup. I have a mixture of mushrooms and vegetables. What type of bracha do I make? And that is my soup. So he brings down on page 437 for soup containing mushrooms and vegetables, right? If the majority and the person eats it together in general, I'm not picking out one or the other. I eat the soup as a soup, right? Together. So for soup containing mushrooms and vegetables, if the majority, again on page 437 of Badna Sefer, but if the majority ingredient, not counting the liquid, because we've spoken about in the past that we're not mitzaref liquids and solids, which we have to talk more about. We don't put together liquids and solids in general, especially for the after brach. Okay, but be it as it may, not including the liquid part, but if the majority ingredient is mushrooms, it's mostly mushrooms, a few vegetables here and there, and I'm eating it together, so then the bracha would be a shahakol, right? That would be the bracha on the soup. If the majority ingredient is vegetables, right? Various different type of vegetables, which are huadama, I have mushrooms, but most of it is, it's more than 50% is vegetables, and of course I'm eating it all together, and the bracha is borei pri, Ho'adama. A separate bracha is not required for the liquid part of the soup he brings down, which is the case in general. The soup usually is bottled. If it's the main thing is the food, right? The Mishnah Berurah does talk about if the soup is the main thing, but that's only if you have a small amount of the other stuff. But in general, if you have a regular soup and it's full of vegetables, mushrooms, or different type of things, the soup is all bottled. The liquid is bottled to the item. So in this case, right, if the vegetables are more, we make ho'adama. If the mushrooms are more, we would make a shahakol. Okay, so now what about the famous mushroom and barley soup, right? People eat mushroom and barley soup. In general, as we know, mizonos, the concept is once you have mizonos, you have it made together, especially. So over here, you have the soup is made, it's a cooked soup. You have barley. Once you have mizonos, this mizonos is there for taste or sustenance. So then the bracha, even though the mizonos is the minority in the smaller amount, we will make, as long as it's there for taste or sustenance, we will make a mizonos on the entire thing. Again, as long as one eats it together. We're not talking about a case where one pulls out one piece here, one piece there. So that's what it brings down. For mushroom barley soup, one makes a borei min mizonos on the barley, which will exempt the mushrooms and the liquid of the soup as well. Again, a normal case of mushroom and barley. We're not talking about where it's just a couple of pieces or whatever was thrown in. Regular mushroom barley soup, one will make a mizonos and the barley, which will exempt the mushrooms and the liquid as well. It all goes together. Okay, another type of soup he brings down, cabbage soup, regular cabbage soup, beet or borscht soup, it's called. So the bracha on regular cabbage soup with pieces of cabbage, whatever the case might be, and beet borscht soup with pieces of beets will be, of course, borei pri ho'adama, as the vegetables are borei pri ho'adama, and of course the soup would be part of the borei pri ho'adama. The liquid would be all inclusive. Okay, another soup he brings down is tomato soup. So tomato soup he brings down that he brings from Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zechutzadik Lebracha that it will be a shahakol. It will be shahakol, assuming that it's pureed, it's ground up. Sharei, he brings down that from Zalman said usually in a tomato soup it's the tomatoes are totally pureed tomatoes, therefore will be a shahakol, it would not be a huadama. So that's how he brings it down on page 440, does Rabbanah, in conjunction with what Reb Shlomo Zalman told him, that tomato soup is made from pureed tomatoes. So if there are no pieces of the tomato present in the soup, which generally is the case, then the bracha is shahakol. So, you know, l'chayr, if you have a tomato soup that has pieces, somebody for whatever reason likes it with pieces of tomato, so then they will make a hadama. But in general, regular pureed tomato soup would be a shahakal. Okay, another soup. There's quite a number of soups, so try and go through other ones in upcoming shiurim, see what we could come up with, because it's important. People eat different types of soups. They should know what bracha to make. You know, this is a very, very important thing. So even though, again, it's not in conjunction with our siman so much, but we want to try and cover soups. I had in mind anyways to cover soups at one point, so why not now, right? Bezras Hashem. What about split pea soup? He brings out regular split pea soup. So he says again, B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he heard that in general, if it's pureed, regular pureed, it's all ground up and pureed, so then it will be a shahakal. So he brings down on page 441, does Rabbana, all in Rabbana Sefer. Split pea soup is made from split peas, which are cooked until dissolved. That's, again, that's, I'm just reading how he brings it down. I don't know how it's made, but this is what he says. Split pea soup is made from split peas, which are cooked until dissolved. If there are no pieces of pea present, because it dissolved, it's made into a soup, right? So then, if there are no pieces present from the peas, then the soup, the bracha will be a regular shahakal. So I'm eating a regular split pea soup that whereby it's dissolved. And again, he brings this down from Rav Shlomo Zalman, would be a shahakal. Now he brings down, what about split pea noodle soup? There's such a thing called split pea noodle soup. So then that would be back to our regular thing. That would be, once you have the noodles in there, it's a mezonos, right? So you eat it all together, have the noodles. Even though the noodles, the lakshin, might be the minority, smaller amount, I still make a mezonos, right? It's there for taste, sustenance, and so on. So therefore, a split pea noodle soup would be a bore mini mezonos, he brings down, does Rabbana. Okay, he just does bring down one note on the bottom in reference to the split pea with the noodles. If the soup consists mostly, it's basically liquid, containing a small amount of noodles, a few little noodles floating around, that could change the bracha. But I'm not going to get into that right now. But the average regular split pea noodle soup with regular noodles in it would be a mezonos. Thank you for listening. Thank Hatzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.